producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Program with my friends. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden on the air with me, and you following along with the continuing saga of Antonin Scalia, who passed away over the weekend. Who are the top candidates to replace him? A lot of people talking about that. I see some pictures from Washington where it is really cold.
Yes,
really cold today.
Cold and slushy today.
With flowers sitting on the steps of the Supreme Court building. In memory of Mr. Scalia. Let me just deal with the coal first before we talk about some of the impact of Scalia's death. Watertown, New York, 37 below zero this morning. Wind chill factors,
wow,
minus 45. Let's see, little snow, as you suggested, Richie, moving in for the next couple of days. And then after that, temperatures will be moving up in the mid-30s. As a matter of fact, the 50s are predicted for many areas. There's a place that's 50 below in New York State today that 2 days from now will be 50 above.
No, thank you. No.
Oh,
thank
you. The coldest point, I was talking about this area in New York on the Canadian border that had wind chill factors, the coldest in the world, 117 below zero. Let's see, 15 degrees. In northernmost Maine, 15 below zero this morning, going up to 15 above during the day. That's the kind of radical weather. I'm going to Denver later this week, which has had kind of a snowy winter. It hasn't been really cold, but you notice that a lot of the skiers prefer, well, there hasn't been a lot of snow in the Northeast anyway, but there have been skiers. I'm told by my friends there that I'll see a lot of people from all around the world who have gone into Colorado. The Rockies are superb for skiing, apparently, the Northern Rockies.
Oh, yeah.
For skiing this time of year. Actually, there have been a lot of people coming into Southern California because some of the mountains that are only a mile, an hour and a half, 2 hours from Los Angeles, have excellent skiing.
Yep.
And you don't have to, you go up there for the day, so you have 30 degrees, 25 degrees, you ski. You drive back down the mountain and you're in 60, 70 degrees.
It's hardly. I remember skiing in Oregon and in Breckenridge, Colorado in like May.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, or late April.
I don't picture you as a skier for some reason. I don't know why.
It's been a while, but yeah, I'm a skier.
Yeah. So, the circumstance with Judge Scalia and the impact of his death on pending cases, decisions, with political implications. This is what bothers me because the court has been so politicized. Here's one that intrigues me that I haven't followed this, so I don't know. You know, as much as we were, a couple of people were discussing with me over the weekend, including my son, what I forget because I couldn't remember the name of the street between Arizona and California here in Santa Monica. It's Broadway. But it took, I said to Brendan, what's the street between California and Arizona that begins with a B? And he looked at me and he sort of scoffed. He said, Dad. And then he played with me. It must be Broad Street, right? You know, he was just, you know how he is, Richie. Mm-hmm. He's giving me a little of the old one, too.
Yep.
And I said, no, wait a minute. It's Broadway. Yeah. And so I said to him, I wonder if I'm beginning to forget things like that. And then I was talking to another friend yesterday about the same thing. And she's about the same age as I am. And we were both talking about the words that we were forgetting. And I'm going to go have my brain tested again like I did, 6 years or so ago at Seriscan in Denver this week and tell that story as we get to the end of the week. And so what we came to realize wasn't that we are forgetting, it's that we keep absorbing so much more material. Never mind what I do in the course of a day to read, understand, try to get a hankering of what's going on.
You get to our age, it gets cool.
Well, it's not full.
Push out
it's
some of the old stuff to
exactly
the new.
How you've trained your brain to work and absorb things. I'm so thankful that I have a quick mind. I'm a quick study. I can read something. I can hear something. I can see something. And I remember it. And I remember some things that go back a long time and some little things. And so the studies suggest that that has nothing to do with what we all, oh my God, I'm getting Alzheimer's. I can't remember anything. No, it has to do with the blood flow in your brain. That's why you hear me when we're talking about super beats, for example, or any of these things that get a little oxygen in your system or fish oil, all those things that feed your brain that'll keep it healthy. You got to get the, you have to almost warm, you almost have to cook your brain a little bit to keep the blood flowing up there to keep everything functioning properly. It's the same as your muscles. If you don't lift weights, at my age, if you don't maintain your I'm trying to even exceed where I've been over much of my life with my musculature because it'll hold all the bones together. You got to have your body held together. That's why I think I've said this any number of times, men and women, women especially, because their bones, for whatever the reason, seem to be not as strong as men's, and you hear about more women falling down, breaking their hips and that kind of stuff. Well, the reason that happens isn't really because you fall down. It's because your hips have become weakened because you don't have any muscular structure to them. If you don't use weights and use resistance training to keep your muscles or to build them better and stronger than they are, you will fall down. You will break your hip. You will go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. You will get pneumonia and you will die. So don't do that. Why would you let yourself get into that position? Get yourself into a circumstance. I mean, you look at Scalia. He was morbidly obese. He was just fat. He never did. You can tell by his intellect. Unfortunately, a lot of intellects think that all they have to do with their lives is sit around and be intellectual. Better get out and do some work to keep not only your brain going, but the rest of your body. Anyway, so I'm driving around in circles here to get to the heart of what I was thinking.
Thank you.
There's a case in, well, that was all interesting though, Reggie. Tell me
the
story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fredericks versus the California Teachers Association. That would have been a landmark case. This is the mandatory collection of union dues case that you've heard about.
Yes.
This is why I was talking about it, because I was remembering back in all of these other things that have been part of what's gone on at the Supreme Court and what you remember about it and what you don't. And this one, if you don't remember, is about the collection of union dues and how it gets used for political purposes. And this guy is a member of the California Teachers Association. He doesn't want his dues going to support any political candidates. So this has been, and it's been judged, adjudicated in the local level, the state level, the local, I mean, the state, the U.S. Circuit Court. Now it's at the Supreme Court. And we all kind of know where Scalia would go. He would lean against the unions.
Right.
Well, ought to be the case.
Right.
In my, I mean, I agreed with Scalia on a lot of stuff and disagreed with him on a lot of stuff. But this came straight out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, Richie. They had ruled in favor of the teachers union. So this guy takes it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled that union dues could not be used for the ruling hasn't come down. But the argument is that the union dues ought not to be used for political purposes. How could you argue against that? How is it fair to take money from me in states where you have to pay your union dues?
And give it to a political...
And give it to somebody you don't agree with.
Right.
Screw that.
Yeah, but they assume that I would agree with this person because they do, because it betters the organization as a whole.
Yeah, right.
In their minds.
Yeah, well, doesn't, sorry. Anyway, the whole situation with Scalia not being there brings into question stuff like that. And so that's why I thought I would bring you around to thinking about what's at stake as to who goes in there. I'm completely, as most of you know, dead against the political realities that have come about as a result of Scalia and the other, I think there was a 5-4 or 6-3 vote on Citizens United, and then the subsequent one a couple of years later that basically opened up the floodgates under the guise of it being freedom of speech. I think you can shoot holes in that from now until the 12th of never. There's justice that needs to be done there. But anyway, so I hope that somebody, but how do you get someone I hope somebody would reinterpret those political campaign contribution rulings. But yet the other things that I thought he was, I maintain and have for years that there's no way that the Supreme Court, no matter what a bunch of nutbirds they have on it, would ever go back to trying to reconsider Roe v. Wade. They just won't do it because that will cause a revolution. It would. There would be unbelievable, unbelievable and dire consequences of that. And they've been smart enough not to take it because they know that. But in this circumstance,
they leave it out there just enough to have
it's
the debate. The people want the debate. They want the good and the bad.
Yeah, right. So anyway, I thought that you taking one of those as an example was necessary. Speaking of jurisprudence in a moment, more drunk driving news and one story that will surprise you as we continue on Good Day at 17 past the hour.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Know-how. Right now in Napa, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional oil for just $3.59 a quart, we'll give you either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Hey, wait, what? Well, that makes more sense. We'll give you a bobblehead of either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Valvoline for just $3.59 and a free bobblehead. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing, taxes, and recycling fees extra at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 2/29/16.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and get another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See Plenty.com/terms for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right. So the story of this driver over the weekend in Ohio who killed 4 people in an accident which was caused by him after he'd been let out of jail 4 hours earlier under a DUI. He was drunk when he went into jail. He was drunk in the car. He was in jail overnight. They let him out. He went back to the bar, got drunk, got on Interstate 75, drove the wrong way, killed 5 people. Here's the story from New York. A Rochester City court judge arrested the 34-year-old Judge Leticia Ansario on Interstate 490.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
To review the top five songs for this week in 1987 as we focus in on really good pop music. Samantha Fox here, Touch Me, I Want Your Body. Good. Not for you and me, Richie. Number five.
Sure she wasn't singing that to me.
No, nor to me. 1987 is the year. Mid-February. Crank it up. Not a bad sentiment in reality. All right, the one I would like to see Huey Lewis is in concert this year. I have been a fan of Huey Lewis since the beginning. Number four this week, 1987 is the year.
I saw him in the 80s.
Jacob's Ladder and...
He was great. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, very
good. A lot of fun.
Yep. My daughter used to call him Louie Hewis, as she did, you know, Shopper's World. Let me see, what were the other things turned around? New York City. I was when she was about 2 years old. All right, here we go. Crank up Jacob's Ladder. Typical stuff from him.
I've seen three of these, the five bands.
Really?
This week. Yeah.
Is it all down at Jazz Fest?
No, actually, all of these I've seen locally here in D.C.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So Jazz Fest is the last week of April, right?
It's the last weekend of April, first weekend of May.
Uh-huh.
We'll be coming up here. Well, this year, the first weekend is much better. I always go second weekend, but this year, first weekend is better. But, I mean, if you haven't got airfare booked by now, hang on. And
I was thinking it might be nice, Meredith, and I might like to go down.
Yeah, but the airfare is just going to be tough at this point.
Yeah. All right, let's see. We're continuing overview. Top five songs this week in 1987. Number five, Samantha Fox and Touch Me. Huey Lewis and the News, Jacob's Ladder. Number four, Chicago in here at number three.
Seen them a couple times.
Yeah. I've sort of thrown them aside.
Well, because they came out with songs like this.
Yeah. Right. This is garbage. not real.
The Peter Cetera years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No one was as bad as Michael McDonald. And Andy worse. All right, so let's make quick work of this. Call Will You Still Love Me? We're throwing our own inveiglements into this, but that's okay. You can throw yours in as well. It happens to be my program, so. Where we go next? Number two, the Georgia Satellite.
Now
keep your hands to yourself.
Hey, tell me about that, Richie.
Redneck Rock, buddy.
Redneck Rock.
Yeah. I'm guessing they're from Georgia. How's that for you?
They are a one-hit wonder, yep. And this song was hot as frying pan. Of the bonfire. It was dying. Huge.
Keep
huge.
Your hands to yourself.
Yep.
Keep your hands to yourself.
That's all you get, George Satellites. That's all they, that's the claim to fame. That's it, right there.
All right, number one this week in 1987, Bon Jovi.
Big pop song, great.
Yeah, really, really. Fun concert. You would like that.
Operated. Yeah, I'd like to see that. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer, number one this week, 1987. So, Samantha Fox, Touch Me, I Want Your Body is five. Huey Lewis, Jacob's Ladder is four. Chicago, Will You Still Love Me is three. Georgia Satellite, Keep Your Hands to Yourself, number two. And Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, number one this week, 1987, here on Good Day.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and all of my friends. I have the peanut gallery weighing in.
What's she saying now?
She was not happy with you talking down about Valentine's Day and spending on the Hallmark.
I'm sorry.
Holidays, etc. She says,
Meredith, don't buy into those Hallmark holidays.
What's wrong with reminding people to celebrate somebody else? Clearly, people need reminders.
Nothing.
Clearly, people need, it's not all about them.
When you go to the Target,
think of somebody else.
And they want to charge you $9 for a card that sings when you open it. And kids open that card and some chicken is singing Happy Valentine's or something to Mommy, you got to spend the $9 because that's what they want. So now we go home and I print out a card and they color it or, they're older now so they can do something more creative. I refuse to spend the money on the Hallmark stuff.
Just because others make money from it does not negate the thoughtfulness. So there, Richie.
But it's contrived. If you look at Christmas, it's created by Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
The American Christmas that we know is created by Coca-Cola.
Santa Claus is big.
Santa Claus.
Coca-Cola bottle.
Search up Santa Claus before Coca-Cola got a hold of him.
There you go.
Christmas, nothing like what we have today.
Females and males alike, respond if you will, please. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Matter of fact, there were a number of people who had various things at Facebook to say about some of the things that were in our top 10 topic list this past weekend. Christiana wrote, I have a tie, because what we do is we ask you to look at the things that are on the talkers list every weekend, top 10 radio topics, and where do they fit with you? What do you think is the most important? In other words, what's most important there for you? And Christiana said, I have a tie, Oregon standoff and financial market activity. I'm concerned about another recession. That might not be a bad concern to have. Not now. It wouldn't happen until after the election anyway. Bob writes, presidential race in Oregon standoff because the implications of it affect us all. Yes, they do. Carol writes, Ferguson Police Department. And Nancy says the Syrian civil war. Isn't it interesting how different things appeal? And that's what is so great about what we do here. The diversity of opinions, thoughts about things that are important. For me, the Oregon standoff was the, I think, the big deal. There are a lot of people who still don't get what the standoff was all about.
And it made the debate last week with the eminent domain thing.
Yeah, right. And it's good because there is too much land being taken by governments. So, Trump, and I completely disagree on this. He thinks it's great. I think it's abused.
Well, he didn't say it's great. He thinks it's necessary.
Yeah,
well, he says you would not have highways.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Domain.
That stuff is true. But when it's taken, remember the case in Connecticut from 3 years ago?
You talking about so they can protect sagebrush and,
yeah,
you know.
Well, this was even worse than that. And here's coming back around to my mind and what I remember and what I don't. Why in the name of heaven I remember this from all the things we talked about. There was a case in Connecticut where the city took land that belonged to an elderly couple. They paid them nickels and dimes for it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't used for community purposes. It was an old house on the land. The people who bought it, the city took it, and then they sold the land to a developer who put a new house on it. The city deemed and argued in court the reason they took it is because it was their way of being able to collect more taxes on the land, which is better for the city, which is better for the public. And meanwhile, these two old codgers on their the way to use eminent domain, as far as I'm concerned.
Nope, right.
That's outrageous. Outrageous. Speaking of old homes, I'm looking at a picture right now, Rich, and this is the time for me to practicing using my social media skills. There's a property in outside of Rome, beautiful area outside of Rome, that was purchased by Michelangelo in the year 1549. After the Pope had appointed him the architect for St. Peter's, he had written a letter to his nephew, Leonardo, not DiCaprio. No, boys and girls, no. Leonardo, get another one? Da Vinci, yes. Okay, good, got that. Asking him to help him find a reasonably priced property 10 miles away from the city. He purchased the villa for, at that time, what was today's money? $319,000. It's worth, look at this thing. I say look at it because we're not doing a television show. But it's magnificent. And the fact that it still is built. I mean, you look at the stuff, the structures that were built in Europe in this time. Anything after the 14th century that still stands, magnificent.
It's one of the greatest.
Are you looking at that? Can you see it?
No, I'm just talking about Rome in general.
Yeah.
You're right there. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. Well, look at the inside and how wonderfully done it is.
Beautiful.
I would love to be able to have a home in Europe. Anybody who's traveled to Europe, you can't help but be charmed, warmed. You can't help but love anything. It's just so warm. There's something about Europe. And I think maybe that's the charm that I feel also when I go to Israel. There's something about that. Maybe it's the history. It's so fascinating. All right, Richie, people lining up for the Mardi Gras.
The Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras. The fact that we're into, what, the second week of Mardi Gras?
No, I thought it was over. Mardi Gras ended last week.
You know what I do? I always say Mardi Gras in place of Lent. Because Mardi Gras is fun, and there's nothing about Lent that's fun. Mardi Gras sort of sets the stage.
Lent is the punishment for Mardi Gras.
That's exactly right. Some kind of a celebration. Okay. So, the reality of where we find ourselves here in Southern California, the beauty that is Southern California. The weather has been wonderful this winter. And as a result, there are people coming in from all over the country for various celebrations. And once in a while, people kind of lose it. Story of a 19-year-old swimmer who went to the edge of a cliff and jumped in after a wave knocked him down. He just decided, okay, I'm just going in. He couldn't get out. He couldn't get out of the cold because it had, you know how these walls, you look at like the White Cliffs of Dover, the walls go straight up. Well, in this particular cove, it was surrounded all the way around by the walls were 40, 50, 60 feet high, and they're straight. So he couldn't get out. So it took the police about an hour to get there and the fire rescue people, and they lowered, they had to go get a crane from a crane company to lower it down into the hole to get this guy out. It's really,
yourself.
What would have happened if they didn't have this? Maybe if somebody had gone off and found a rope, they could have brought the guy back up again. But
how we ever lived through our teens and 20s is amazing.
No.
God, I'm pretty convinced that the teenagers and your 20s is God's way of culling the population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In a moment, we're going to meet Dr. Michael Foggs here on Good Day, who, for those of us who have allergies, especially if you have asthma, you're going to want to listen to his advocacy and the help that he has for those of you who are suffering from this thing that is really annoying.
Like my son.
Yeah, your son's got a bad problem with asthma. So those who have the allergies, you'll want to stick around for this conversation just a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Can you ever pay off a sleep debt, or is it with you forever like a student loan? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Here's the thing. Sleep debt can accumulate in as little as 4 or 5 nights, leading to poor performance at work, overreacting to minor stress, and even overeating. And if you think you can play catch-up at weekends, you simply can't. 5 nights of not enough sleep is roughly a 20-hour deficit, and unless you spend the whole weekend in bed, you're hopelessly behind. Chronic lack of sleep over years is worse, leading to hardening of your arteries, causing heart disease, diabetes, and memory loss. DCOC advice? Everyone's sleep needs are different, but anything less than 6 hours is not enough. Napping's good. A 20-minute nap makes up for roughly an hour of missed sleep. Stop thinking of sleep as a luxury. It's not. It's a basic necessity for your mental and physical well-being. And remember, a student loan may hang around like a bad cloud for decades, but a chronic sleep debt will help put you in an early grave. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Store.
Good Day time is 45 past the hour. Dr. Michael Foggs, the chief of allergy and immunology at the Advocate Healthcare Group in Chicago. He's been involved in the study of asthma, the treatment of asthma, the problems that people have. So this is the minor cases, I guess, Dr. Foggs, coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath. But without the proper treatment, this can lead to death, can it not?
You're absolutely correct, Doug. Asthma is a chronic lung disease involving an intense inflammation throughout the lungs. And this inflammation causes damage to the tissues in the lungs, which causes those symptoms that you mentioned when the asthma is poorly controlled. And that includes wheezing, which is the noise that emanates from the chest due to the narrowing of the airways, coughing with abundant mucus production, as well as chest tightness and discomfort and breathlessness, especially on physical exertion. So all of these symptoms can be seen in any asthmatic, but the good news is that when the asthma is well controlled, these symptoms all disappear.
Yep.
The problem is that some 5 to 10% of patients who have asthma out of 26 million Americans have asthma that is uncontrolled despite the fact that they're using state-of-the-art medications, which is why I'm excited about the advent of a new class of medication approved for the treatment of asthma for the first time by the FDA. And this product is called Spiriva Respimat.
Spiriva Respimat. What causes this? What is the, does this product get to the root cause? Or is it, a lot of times we wonder when we take drugs for things whether they're dealing with the actual problem or just covering it up. So if we know what causes asthma and then wondering out loud whether this product, Spiriva Respimat, deals with just fixing the immediate problem or does it get to the root of the problem to try to cure it?
Well, after many, many decades of research, the cause of asthma is still unknown. And a lot of people find
like
that to be a surprising fact.
Yeah, right.
But because we don't know the cause for asthma, it's exceedingly difficult to cure. Consequently, we settle for what we can do. And what we can do is prescribe medication which has the ability to wipe out some of the inflammation in the airways, which is responsible for some of the symptoms that I mentioned. And at the same time, realize for this subset of the population where even inhaled steroids don't work, or the addition of a bronchodilator to open the airways doesn't work when added to the inhaled steroids, we have a medication called Spiriva, capital S-P-I-R-I-V-A, Respimat, capital R-E-S-P-I-M-A-T. And for your listeners who want to learn more about this add-on product, I would like to direct them to the website www.spirivaasthma.com. So we have no cure for asthma because we don't know the cause, Doug.
So is this an inhaled medicine, much like we see with the, you made reference to steroids. I know some people who have had asthma. They need the inhaler. Is this delivered? Is this product delivered through an inhaler, or does it come in some other form?
This product is delivered through an inhaler, and that's the convenient thing about it. And this medication is taken as a treatment once every 24 hours. So this inhaler delivers the medication to the airways, and it's a very uniquely designed device called the Respimat. And the individual who is placed on Spiriva Respimat takes 2 inhalations every 24 hours. So that's 1 inhalation followed by a second, and then 24 hours later repeat the same. And this is a chronic maintenance therapy which is continued. And it's added on top of the usual therapy. So it's not a medication that's a standalone medication for the treatment of asthma. It's added to medication that is
it's already
on board that has not successfully controlled the asthma.
Right. So in the moments that we have remaining, I'm going backwards a little bit here. 26 million people have it. You can't find a cure. Do we know how we get it? What is there? I mean, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I'm around pollen and dust and things all the time. I've known other people who have the same background that have had asthma, but we've been exposed to the same. Is my immune system stronger than theirs, and therefore they get it and I don't?
Well, we don't know exactly why a given individual gets it, but we do know that there are certain risk factors, one of which is a positive family history, one of which is cigarette smoking, and one of which is exposure to other pollutants as well as allergenic factors. And importantly, there's some evidence that individuals with low vitamin D levels are at risk for developing asthma. So the research is intense and ongoing, but we don't have all the answers, which is why research is so important.
Keep going. Yeah, vitamin D, though, that's interesting. All right, the website again, doctor, is...
The website is www.spirevaasthma.com.
Got it. Dr. Michael Foggs from the Advocate Medical Group in Chicago here about asthma. Interesting and important information here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Because of the self-driving car project, and AT&T is going to test a speedier 5G. Let's get the story behind the story from Richard in a moment here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples tech services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen. PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Richard, Chemo joins us again here on Good Day with an overview of some of the things going on, some of the top tech stories. AT&T is said to be ready to conduct 5G field trials by the end of the year. Let's compare them to Verizon. And, Richard, explain what the term 5G means to the unwashed.
Right now, 5G is five times the amount of a 4G connection, which everybody is advertising. It can be up to 10 to 100 times the speed, and it's expected to be nationwide by 2020. That's why the tests are so important now in Austin.
So you can download a television show in less than 3 seconds. That's something every morning when I wake up, I want to know how to download a TV show in 3 seconds. And here's my answer.
Your emails, when your emails load, it'll load faster. When your Facebook loads, it'll load faster. Richard, will everybody be able to use it with Sprint, AT&T, Verizon, and some of the smaller providers?
That's what they're hoping. The thing about it is when you get a lot of traffic, your speed goes down. And if everybody's using it, your speed is obviously going to go down. I find that with my 4G right now at home.
Well, one of the things that I found interesting over the weekend, I had trouble with my Verizon service at home in Massachusetts, so I went through all the options. I thought I was paying for something better than the basic, which is 50-50. I'm not, so I upped it to 75-75, but it goes up to 300-300, and I was thinking, well, maybe I should just go to 300-300, even though it's like $30 a month more. It would give me, I'm always frustrated, as Richie can tell you, with the speed in which I'm able to get a hold of information using my computer. So is this the same sort of thing? And what would happen? What's the difference between 75 over 75 and 300 over 300?
Speed. Well, Doug, the problem is, can your computer handle a 300 speed? My computer can only handle a 100 speed, even though I have a 300 speed. So, you know, they're selling you 300 speed, but your computer might only be able to handle 50 or 75 or 100 or 200 speed. And of course, your wireless is probably going to be less than that.
So is it that you have, if you have like 8 gig of memory, is that something that predicates how much you can take in terms of
Absolutely. You know, you should really check with your provider and have them check your computer as well to see if it can handle it.
Yeah,
the high speed or
back when, remember, Doug, when I bought a high definition television and there were no TV shows in high definition.
Right.
All I got was just like this blurry screen for about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the point here. You got to find out if you've got it. And now that I know that, I didn't know that before, so that's valuable information, Richard. Thank you. Check with the people who are giving you, they're selling you this stuff. Okay, bring them in there and say, look at these computers, going to take, you know, the speed you want to give me. Good info. 59 after on Good Day.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.